Joseph Pacek of BarnBurner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and this is another special edition. It is TLC Recap with Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed and Amanda of K-Fabulous. Now, let's get to quickly, let's start off with the special On the Mat wrestling show, BarnBurner.ca, with the pre-show for TLC. Now, Alicia Fox taking on Sasha Banks. What did you think of this pre-show match? Let's first start off with Amanda.
I didn't really care for it. I think Sasha Banks deserves a lot better than to be on a pre-show and to be teamed with Foxy. But it didn't do much for me.
I always like to see the boss, but anyways, that match, and then it lasted a little bit longer than I would have thought, the 11 minutes. Rory, what did you think?
Same thing that Amanda just said. It wasn't my personal fan favorite for the match. Kind of, you know, I guess you hit the bank statement and you get the win. It really doesn't mean anything.
All right. Yeah. Sasha Banks winning with the bank statement. Now, that was one ladies' match. They opened up the pay-per-view, by the way, TLC pay-per-view, from the Target Center in Minnesota, home of Kevin Garnett, used to be home of Kevin Garnett, and now Andrew Wiggins. I say that because Rory is a big Minnesota T-Wolves fan. But Asuka, in the first match, made her debut onto the main roster, defeating Emma in 9 minutes, 25 seconds. Before we did the preview, actually two previews, and I think it was Rory said this match will, or Amanda, 9 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So you
yeah,
were
it was
right.
9.
You were the one who said 9 minutes. It lasted 9 minutes, 25 seconds. What did you think of Asuka's debut?
I loved it. I thought it was a great match. I thought Emma did really well. She looked strong. She looked tough against Asuka. She held her own against Asuka. Obviously, Asuka coming in and debuting on Raw brand, they're not going to have her lose even with her undefeated streak. But Emma definitely held her own, and they both put on a great match.
Or?
Here's the thing, you know, they made Emma look strong, but it also, with Asuka, what it does, it makes Asuka look more like she's not untouchable as she was in NXT. It was a great match. I don't know if anybody saw the tweet there, but Nia Jax kind of threw a little foreshadowing out there, putting up a clip and said it only took me, I think she said something like along the lines of 6 minutes to beat Emma. So take a look at that tweet that you see Nia Jax put up there. So kind of throwing caution at the wind.
Now, the next segment was backstage with The Miz, Cesaro, Sheamus, Kane, and Braun Strowman. They said they're going to take out the Shield, put them in a garbage truck, take them out. Elias, who wants to walk with Elias? And he came out singing there, and then he was interrupted by Jason Jordan. And I'm not going to say it 5 times, but this happened like 3 or 4 times that led to a match. But I'm going to ask Amanda, doesn't Elias look like the Macho Man Randy Savage when Macho Man was nearing the end of his career?
He looks like a mix of Macho Man and Seth Rollins, actually.
What?
I knew he was going to say that. Go ahead, Rory.
What? How does he look anything like Seth Rollins? Is it the spray bottle of the hair that it looks wet? I don't even think Seth Rollins can sing, really, to be honest. I don't know. That's somewhat
singing has nothing to do with what you look at, like what you look like.
Hey, well, if you're going to go by just raw talent and believes that Seth Rollins is the CrossFit Jesus 2.0, right? So
again,
you know,
that has nothing to do with what you look like. I'm simply just saying that he looks similar. He's got the long hair. He's got the beard.
He's more stockier than he is.
All right, enough of arguing. First of all, ladies are always right, let me tell you. Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher taking on Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander. What did you think of this match? By the way, Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann winning in 8 minutes. Amanda, what did you think?
I love this match, and I think that this match just proved that the cruiserweights need another title to go along with just the cruiserweight championship, and I think a cruiserweight tag team championship would be amazing.
Roy?
That's some pretty good points you just brought out. I never thought of that, to be honest. I like Cedric Alexander a lot. I think it's time for him to get a little mini push, a little boost. Hopefully he can get into the cruiserweight title picture and whatnot. Just sheer raw talent, you know what I mean, explosive. And that finisher is just crisp. I look forward anytime he hits that finisher. But overall, it was a good match, and, you know, that was it, really.
All right, backstage, Charlie Caruso interviewed the Raw Ladies Champion, Alexa Bliss. Now, I'm going to first of all ask Rory, do you like Alexa's Bliss bottom?
You've asked me this question before, but Alexa Bliss, I told you no comment. It's not really
no comment. All right, so it's a no comment. We already know you're a chick, dude, so come on. Now, Amanda, okay,
mm-hmm.
The same question to you.
Everybody likes Alexa Bliss's bottom.
See, this is why she is a star in the making. Amanda's a star in the making. This Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, is a chick, dude. Rory, I gave you the setup. You, what's wrong with Alexa Bliss's bottom? Let me ask you this, Rory. Go. What is actually wrong? Let's examine the bottom. Okay. So, what is actually wrong with that bottom?
So we can't really physically see it unless we're watching this on TV. So for the people that are listening to hear this audio presentation, they're going to have to go to Google or hopefully hit their home PVR if they recorded TLC's pay-per-view on the WWE Network.
I didn't ask you. I said, give me your opinion of her bottom. Is it
I
a
told
good
you,
bottom?
It's not
or
my
not
cup
bottom?
Of tea. I already told you.
No, you said
tea.
No
I don't
comment.
Look at it.
No, hold on, Amanda. Did he not say no comment?
No, he said not his cup of tea.
Not his cup of tea. So, I'm going to ask you this, Rory. What is your cup of tea? Mickey James bottom? Nia Jax bottom? I get it. Elias Sampson's bottom, right? Never
no
mind.
Comment once again.
Never mind. All right. We established that Amanda likes Alexa Bliss's bottom. So do I. Alexa Bliss, Mickey James. For the Raw title, first of all, Raw Ladies title, first of all, Mickey James looked good here for an old lady, right? All right,
yeah,
what did you think?
Like
Alexa Bliss retaining the title. What did you think, Amanda?
It was a decent match. I picked Alexa Bliss to win. I think she's really strong with the title, and she deserves to hold the title for quite a while. Well, actually, I think it's a good setup for her and Asuka, because that would be a great match.
All right, Rory, go ahead.
Well, you know, the journey woman, Mickie James coming back to the WWE and whatnot. It's like with the passing of the torch, you can kind of look at this. It kind of stamps and it laminates Bliss's run for the title. You know, beat big name, older veterans in the WWE there. I actually like to see her, hopefully, you know, to fight another legend, maybe, or another legend diva. You know, hopefully something like, you know, even Trish Stratus makes some whispers to come back, or even Beth Phoenix, you know, just to put her even more over.
Mm-hmm. Rory, you mentioned Trish Stratus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like her bottom?
This is a wrestling show, and that's
yes,
I'm getting to the bottom of the bottom.
Actually, Rory, unlike you, I did see Trish Stratus' bottom, all right? And I'll tell you, I'll actually say this to you. Trish Stratus' bottom is better than Alexa Bliss' bottom. Now, Kalisto taking on Enzo Amore for the WWE Cruiserweight title, and guess what? We're flip-flopping the titles once again. Enzo Amore defeating Kalisto in 8 minutes, 45 seconds. How you doing, Amanda?
I picked Enzo Amore to win. I think he's good with the title. I think he brings a different aspect that the cruiserweights need to get them some more interest. The fans need to be interested and captured, and that's what Enzo Amore can do. Not with his wrestling skills, but definitely with his mic skills.
All right, Rory.
That was a very, very good point. I'm just going to follow up more on Enzo. Shout outs and give thanks to him that, you know, he can come out there and still put on a match, being sick, you know.
Yeah.
He lost his voice, quote unquote, but, you know, we know of the viral infection that's going on around in the WWE. That was mentioned several times. But, you know, I've always liked Enzo's energy, and his get up and his style. And, you know, it seems like, and something that I know we never really cover is what these guys, a lot of these guys wear on their feet. If people are kind of taking notice and hip, notice Shane McMahon, Mike, and you've got Jordan apparel shoes, and also Enzo has got some Jordan apparel shoes. So, you know, I know this is kind of off topic a little bit, even though we're reviewing the match. Should be interesting to maybe see if some of these wrestlers might even get their own signature shoe in the next coming years. Should be something to pay attention to. But overall, Enzo brings that slapstick comedy relief to the cruiserweight division there.
Rory, Colin has just sent me a text. I'll get to Colin in a second. Has just sent me a text saying, ask Rory what he thinks of Enzo's bottom.
Again, no comment.
No comment again.
I told you,
Enzo's
bottom.
Enzo's bottom and Alexa Bliss' bottom for Rory is the same because both of them are no comments. One thing about Alexa Bliss, she plays the character amazing. She's full of, you know, she's the one person, maybe her and Sasha Banks, that play a character perfectly. She's so nonchalant. Now, we mentioned before we get to the next match, this match, everybody said in the crowd, before it even started, this is awesome. This is awesome. AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, up against Finn Balor, or I should say the demon Finn Balor, because he came out with the face paint. The match lasted 18 minutes, 20 seconds. It was a good match. I thought they could have put in a better match. And the best part of the match, Finn Balor winning, but the best part of the match was after the match, with they did, come here, Amanda, let's do it. Put all your fingers together, Rory. I know you're thinking about bottoms, but they did the two sweet sign. What did you think, Amanda?
I absolutely loved this match. I thought it was perfection. Both those wrestlers are so fluid in the ring. They're so smooth. With such little time that this match was thrown together, they were able to make art with what they did, and it was so incredible to watch. And it was a perfect ending. Like, Finn helping AJ Styles up and them two sweeting, like, that's incredible.
All right, Rory, go ahead.
Real easy. Match of the year.
Yeah.
We've seen it. You know, you saw the fluidity in the match. You got to give AJ and you got to give Finn. You know, these are the matches that we want to see as wrestling fans. The technician side of it is always a good thing. Shakes to SummerSlam 92, Davey Boy Smith and Bret Hart. These are the matches that the fans want to see, the technical aspect of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So you both say it's the match of the year. I say they could have performed better. And you know what? I say they could have performed a little bit more better and more longer. You say match of the year. Hell, let's see another match, right? Let's see another match. Now, I hated to follow this match, but the match after was Elias against Jason Jordan. Do you want to quickly touch on this match? Because it's not even worth it. Jason Jordan winning, blah, 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 throwing bananas, throwing whatever. Do you want to touch on this match, Rory and Amanda?
I didn't even know that was supposed to be a match. I was just like, oh, this is actually happening? Cool. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, all right. Obviously, Jason Jordan wins because he's Kurt Angle's son.
Really? He's Kurt Angle's son?
I did quotations, but you can't see it, I realize.
Okay. And Rory, is he your son also?
No, Joe, it's not my son. Elias.
Who is your son, Elias?
No, I have no kids.
Go ahead, go ahead, quickly. Stop talking about bottoms.
Elias, at the end of the day, is, a good wrestler, and I would have liked to see him go over. I just don't understand why Jason Jordan picked up the win there, but, yeah.
All right, so now we're going to spend a little bit of time on the main event. For those who don't know, if you don't know what happened, a lot of wrestlers, WWE wrestlers, fell sick over the past few days. They announced the Shield will be returning, and then they announced Kurt Angle will replace Roman Reigns. Also, Bray Wyatt was supposed to take on Finn Balor, but he was replaced by AJ Styles. Now, we had Kurt Angle and the Shield members, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, up against The Bar, Cesaro, Sheamus, Miz, Kane, returning Braun Strowman. A key moment that I didn't get to, I'll get to right now because it's a long segment here, that the Shield presented Kurt Angle the Shield outfit. Amanda, we didn't talk, but I know you popped for that one.
Oh, I totally did.
And he looked good, actually. He looked good, you know, for a guy who hasn't wrestled, you know, in WWE 11 years and basically in TNA, I think, 3 or 4 years. Kurt Angle looked good. During the match, Kurt Angle was taken out for about 10, 15 minutes. We'll get to, okay, Amanda, there's so much to talk about that match, but what was your, let's say, 3 favorite parts of that match?
One thing that I absolutely loved was Braun Strowman with the running power slam to Kurt Angle, but just how safe he was about doing it, knowing Kurt Angle and his neck and all the issues that he has. And you saw, like, as he was doing it, he literally, like, cradled his neck like he was, like, a little baby. And he did the running power slam, and it was perfect. That was a big moment. The Shield jumping off the garbage truck was pretty cool. Oh, and then obviously Kane choke slamming Braun Strowman through the stage was quite epic.
Now this guy gets power bombed through the stage. A few months ago, he was run in an ambulance and survived. Gets power bombed through the stage, and Kane brings out all the chairs in there. Kane's face during when he Braun Strowman woke up again, got up. Kane's face was like, "What is this?" Like, you know, this was classic Kane there. Rory, what did you think overall of the match? We'll get to, you know, winners and the last couple of minutes, but give me your 2-3 best part of that match.
I'm gonna not say one of my not so favorite before I get into my favorites was Seth Rollins jumping off the ladder to Braun Strowman, and he noticed that he grabbed his knee, and I instantly tweeted, "Oh no, there goes the knee again," or something like that. Unfortunate. He seemed like he was okay. Overall, good match. And I'm going to agree with Amanda. I like how safe Braun Strowman was with Kurt. Even when he came in to break up the ankle lock and when he went to go run at him, he didn't fully run at him. He kind of clipped him and rolled him outside, tossed him in the barrier. One of my favorites was the Olympic slam to Cesaro. And how Cesaro sold that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's so tight cubbyhold at that side of the barrier. Another big standout, you know, you just got to give, you know, a lot of props to a lot of these wrestlers. And let's just put this out here. Miz. Let's just start calling him one of the greatest younger wrestlers right now in the WWE. His mic skills, his characteristics, how he can sell, his outfit, the biggest one of them all. It'd be nice to see him actually.
More about Miz. How they ended it. I think we could see at WrestleMania Kurt Angle and Miz.
I don't think we'll see that, to be honest. I'll be honest.
In fact, because Rory, you said you don't think that. I'm going to go on a limb right now. Kurt Angle versus Miz is going to happen, and maybe sooner than WrestleMania.
okay, I'll spin off of this. Maybe we might see them as Survivor Series characters.
No, it's not
right?
going to happen at Survivor Series.
Okay, well, it may happen
at the Royal Rumble or at WrestleMania, but it will happen. They are very, very high with Miz. And in fact, I know this. Again, Colin, I'll reveal Colin in just a few seconds, told me that there's backstage talk. Kurt Angle basically, Miz tried to mock Ric Flair a few years ago, and he also mocks Kurt Angle, and he trains with Kurt Angle 2 days a week. So I'm telling you, they're doing business together.
Hmm.
Now, Rory's checking out Alexa Bliss Bottom again. Now, the big part of that match, one of the big parts, maybe the biggest, was did Braun Strowman turn face, Amanda?
I don't really see that as turning face, but I just think
the only reason I say he turned face is because then all four of quote-unquote bad guys, The Bar, Miz, and Kane, beat him down and put him in the dumpster.
No, I don't see that as turning face. I just see them as that is them trying to get a win.
Okay.
He's just a monster. He's going to do whatever he wants.
Okay, how about you, Roy?
Yes and no. It all depends where which angle they decide to pitch, which is most likely going to be Kane and Braun Strowman for a little bit. And then whatever happens with Braun and where he goes and whatnot. I like how they kind of pitch the idea, because technically when you look at it, Kane is going to have to be the heel and Braun will be the face there. I thought something differently was going to happen as far as the spot when he was standing over him and his foot got, Braun Strowman was touching his foot. I thought we were going to see some sort of like pyro, some shenanigans happen where, you know, maybe Kane puts up his hands and then that little hole gets engulfed with flames. I thought they would have done something crazy like that, because you know how they like to portray Kane sometimes, right? And they kind of give him back that edge. But we'll have to see what happens in the next couple months. I think we may potentially see a Samoa Joe Braun Strowman showdown also too. I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere.
All right, so Amanda, as we look back at the TLC pay-per-view, the next pay-per-view, of course, is Survivor Series from Houston, November 19th. We have a contest here on Barn Burner starting very, very soon. Rate the TLC pay-per-view.
I'd have to say 8.5.
Wow, 8.5. Okay. Rory, give me
if
your grade.
It's tough because the last two matches...
Get to the bottom of it, Rory. Don't start... Get to the bottom of it.
The last two matches is what we were paying attention to. So, I'm going to give it a 7, to be honest. The whole card, you know, if you could rewind the card and whatnot, I'd give it about a 7.
All right. Now, as we head to Survivor Series, they already announced it on the pay-per-view that it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown. I hear 2 or 3 matches, it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown. We definitely want to see AJ Styles, Finn Balor again. But what do you think, other than Jinder Mahal and Brock Lesnar? By the way, Brock Lesnar is on TV tomorrow, Monday, for Raw, accepting that challenge. So the gears for Survivor Series are already going to be happening. Amanda, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to ask you this. Who's going to win that match?
I obviously want Brock Lesnar to win, but I know in my heart that Jinder will win because that's what they want.
All right. So are you the biggest Jinder fan?
No, I'm literally the opposite.
I know
I'm
that.
The biggest Jinder hater.
Now, Monday, October 23rd, is our good friend Drew Eubanks' birthday, but it is also Rusev Day. You want to say anything to Rusev?
Every day is Rusev Day. I don't need a certain day to celebrate Rusev Day. Every day is my Rusev Day.
All right. So, Rory, since it's Rusev Day, I'm going to ask you this question. We're going to get to who's calling right now, but Enzo Amore, bottom, yes or no? Colin is Colin Cassidy, a.k.a. Big Cass.
Okay.
So he wants to know what you think of his bottom.
I don't judge, man.
You don't judge, man. All right. All joking aside, obviously, in the next 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks, is the Impact Wrestling or GFW's WrestleMania in Ottawa. Amanda will be covering it for Barn Burner. And coming up very soon, possibly this week or next week, you could hear my exclusive interview with former WWE star, Impact Wrestling star now, Bobby Lashley, where he calls out Brock Lesnar. Amanda, do you want to see a match, be it in the MMA world or wrestling world, Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar?
I'm always down to see Brock Lesnar fight, so yes.
All right. Rory, same question, but to you, I'll ask, no, I'm not going to ask who has a better bottom, by the way. I knew you were going to think of that. But if they fight, who's your pick to win?
That's an interesting one. Athleticism, I have to give it to Bobby Lashley, but power, I have to give it to Brock Lesnar. Breaking down, if that fight was ever to happen, it could go either way. You got to put it into the perspective of is who's the most active fighter right now, who's had the more mixed martial arts experience. I would have to give the slight edge to Brock because I think Brock would be able to rely more on his heavier side of things. And I think if the fight was to go to the ground and working off the mat, I feel Brock could do some terrible damage to Bobby Lashley. And you also have to pull the factor of who would be able to gas first. You know, they're both heavyweights. Bobby Lashley does carry a little bit more muscle structure, density. So you got to think about this, like fighting and the longer the rounds go and whatnot, the oxygen levels are not going to produce the same for Bobby Lashley, or could I say that for both fighters also at the same time. So it should be interesting to see where that fight would happen, and hopefully we see it, you know, sometime next year.
All right. So that's our recap of this TLC pay-per-view here and a special installment of the On the Mat Wrestling Show on barnburner.ca with Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 56. Rory, who do you have on 56 on the Mitchell Report Unleashed?
My co-host Amanda, a.k.a.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry I'm going to put you on the spot here. Amanda, you got to listen to this. So you have Amanda on episode 56, correct, Rory?
Yes.
So you know what my question is going to be, right?
57 is already out in the atmosphere. It's already
not 57. I'm saying you have 56, Amanda. How's Amanda's bottom?
I don't judge my work. My
work. Okay. Amanda, first of all, Rory, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
On Twitter, Rory EGN, Instagram, RE3684.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rory. Now, Amanda, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. And I know Rory, he doesn't want to get down to the bottom of it, but I'll say you have a nice bottom. Go ahead.
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at kfabulous, KAYFABEULOUS.
All right. Again, stay tuned next week or later on this week for another installment of the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca with Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Check out episode 56, 53, all the episodes. Actually, all kidding aside, Rory's one-year anniversary happens next week on Halloween. Any big special plans that you have for the one-year anniversary, Rory?
I'll just say this. We're approaching some scary hours. I'll let everybody follow
scary
me on
hours.
Twitter. I'll let everybody see me on Twitter what I mean about scary hours or spooky hours.
Spooky hours, scary hours,
awesome.
And you're not getting down to the bottom of it. All right, so check it out. The Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 56. 57 is with who then?
57 is just myself just talking about life.
You don't want to listen to that. You don't want to listen to him talk. You listen here on the On the Mat Wrestling Show to him talk every week. You also listen on Ballin. We have breaking news on Ballin. You also listen to Rory all over the MMA show. Amanda, do you want to join us on the MMA Ground the Pound show soon?
Yeah, soon. I could definitely do that.
All right. So, and again, what's your handle there, Amanda?
At KayFabulous, KayFabulous.
Yes, not to be confused with Carmella, who will never at this rate cash it in. But there it is, according to Colin Cassidy, that, you know, say it again, KayFabulous, say it again.
KayFabulous.
Yes, she says it like Carmella. And according to Colin, Carmella has a nice bottom too. All right, thanks a lot. Again, that has been the On the Mat Wrestling Show, a recap of the TLC pay-per-view with Amanda and Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.